October 27th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." The greatest spiritual challenge today is to discern good as opposed to evil. This is so due to the deception that surrounds many decisions in every leadership role. Deception is a form of disordered self-love, as is every lie. The soul becomes more concerned with his own self-interests than in supporting the truth. During these times, dear children, you must learn not to accept everything at face value, but look as to the way you are being led. Are you being led in holy love? Are you being led closer to God and in a way that shows loving support to others? Is your soul being nourished in holy love? Are the leadership decisions being made on your behalf supportive of the commandments of love? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then you need to pray for new leaders, leaders who are Christ-centered. You need to pray for the courage to challenge erroneous leadership, calling them back to the truth. I can advise you, but it is you who must act. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.